Welcome to the Mitch Hanks Show, originating four blocks from Wisconsin's capital. Mitch is the radio voice of uncommon sense. All sides of an argument are welcome here. Just be prepared to make one, as Mitch argues for truth, not victory. Politics, lifestyle, pop culture are all on the table. So get ready to participate on the Mitch Hanks Show.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. And welcome to the 5 p.m. edition of the Mitch Hanks Show. We are ready to roll. We're making a little change in the lineup here, for at least for a while. We'll see how it goes. A little experimentation. Of course, people are working at 8 o'clock in the morning. People are coming home from work at 5. There's no perfect time. Plus, people often listen to podcasts whenever they want. I understand all that, but we'll give it a shot here on this live segment, 5 to 7 for a while. Mitch Hanks with you, along with Michael Brockevelt, who is young. He's, let's see, 22 years younger than the host. Of course, the host is physiologically 38 years older than Mike, I'm sure. Putting my body through what it went through, I'm just very happy to be sitting here. So much has to be done there. But Donald Trump, what can you say? You mention his name and people come to him, they flock to him like flies on certain things. Now we have this New York Times story breaking. Israel said to be source of secret intelligence Trump gave to Russians, meaning they would have leaked it. The classified intelligence, the President Trump, New York Times, the paper of record, the classified intelligence that President Trump disclosed in a meeting last week with the Russian officials at the White House was provided by Israel, according to a current and a former American official familiar with how the U.S. obtained the information. The revelation adds a potential diplomatic complication to the episode. Why do I feel like I'm watching an episode of House of Cards on all this stuff? Kevin Spacey, if you haven't seen it, I recommend you watch it on Netflix. Israel is one of the United States' most important allies and a major intelligence collector in the Middle East. The revelation that Mr. Trump boasted about some of Israel's most sensitive info to the Russians could damage the relationship between the two countries. It also raises the possibility that the information could be passed to Iran, Russia's close ally and Israel's main threat in the Middle East. Israel officials would not confirm that they were the source of the information that Mr. Trump shared in a statement emailed to the New York Times. Ron Dermer, the Israeli ambassador to the U.S., reaffirmed that the two countries would maintain a close counterterrorism relationship. Quote, Israel has full confidence in our intelligence-sharing relationship with the U.S. and looks forward to deepening that relationship in the years ahead under President Trump. Notice no denial there. The Israelis, man, they can get whatever they want. They got smart intelligence people over there. And if they're finding out that Trump is giving the Russians sensitive information, even though he doesn't give the sources or methods, but he's giving the result of those sources and methods, and the Israelis don't like it, then that's what's going to happen. The non-denial on that stuff is intriguing, and it's also coming from the New York Times, which is not, repeat, not a right-wing publication. Now, General McMaster himself, the man who, well, he's one of many men who have no hair, he came to the White House yesterday and addressed the Washington Post story that Donald Trump had leaked sensitive information to the Ruskies. Lavrov, the foreign minister, and the rather large ambassador, whose name I don't have in front of me, but he's kind of cute. They were laughing and giggling. And so that was the Post story, that Trump leaked that stuff or just gave that stuff, which, by the way, the president can do. The president can declassify any information he or she wants. But General McMaster went on last night to the cameras and said no, he didn't give away sources or methods. The Post story is incorrect. And the Post people were saying, well, that's not what we asked him. We didn't ask about sources and methods. They were just giving away the classified info, the result of those methods and sources. So today, General McMaster himself speaks to the press on camera after the president met with the leader of Turkey. Here is General McMaster.
I stand by my statement that I made yesterday. And what I'm saying is really the premise of that article is false, that in any way the president had a conversation that was inappropriate or that resulted in any kind of lapse in national security. And so I think the real issue, and I think what I'd like to see really debated more, is that our national security has been put at risk by those violating confidentiality and those releasing information to the press that could be used, connected with other information available to make American citizens and others more vulnerable.
And that was all he said. Somebody asked a different question. Now, President Trump appeared with the leader of Turkey, Mr. Erdogan, who's kind of a dictator, but, you know, aside from that. And then Donald Trump was asked a question about the Russian meeting with the ambassador and the foreign minister and information that may have come about. Here's Donald Trump didn't say much about it or stay for questions, but he did say this much.
Well, we had a very, very successful meeting with the foreign minister of Russia. Our fight is against ISIS. As General McMaster said, I thought he said, and I know he feels, that we had a great meeting with the foreign minister. So we're going to have a lot of great success over the next coming years, and we want to get as many to help fight terrorism as possible. And that's one of the beautiful things that's happening with Turkey. The relationship that we have together will be unbeatable. So thank you all very much. I appreciate it. We're going to meeting.
That's all I gave them, folks. Now, we're going to get some critics. One of the most vociferous critics is Keith Olbermann, which I want to play. Not yet, Mike. But he is so far out there and hated Bush and hates Trump. But he's very clever in his writing. I always found him funny. When I was in ESPN, he always had those little comments. Like they were cheering for Boris Becker, the German tennis player. He goes, "Why do I get nervous when I see German crowds chanting in public?" He would say these things, which I know offended people, but I found the humor, as I can do, hopefully, from left or right. But he went off, and so what's happening is there's an obsession with everything Trump, and everything is going to bring down the country, everything's worthy of impeachment. Trump's point is he can share classified information with the Russians in his attempt at shoring up an attack on ISIS and trying to move the Russians away from supporting the rebels who we don't like to supporting our efforts to zero in on ISIS. Maybe naive of President Trump, but I think that's what he says he was trying to do. So he puts on Twitter, "Oh yeah, we're all trying to fight against terrorism, and we're talking about humanitarian things and civilian airline safety and all this kind of stuff. And yes, I perfectly am entitled to give that information to the Russians." Well, the problem is if you give classified information, then the Russians may smile and laugh and then, you know, deconstruct and where that come from, then find the source. What General McMaster was trying to emphasize with the press is that they didn't give away sources or methods. But if they're giving away results, then that happens. Chuck Schumer, by the way, Democratic leader in the Senate, held a news conference, and the Democrats were all lined up behind him, and he says, "We're going full bore after Trump, and we want the transcripts of the meetings in the White House." Chuck Schumer.
"We Democrats are united in believing that the president must make transcripts of those conversations available to the intelligence committees. The president should make full, unedited transcripts available immediately. No ifs, no ands, no buts. If the president may have put national security and our intelligence operations at risk, Congress has the right to know about it. As I believe Senator Tillis implied this morning, if the president felt comfortable sharing this information with the Russians, surely he feels comfortable sharing it with the Congress of the United States of America."
Now, Senator Schumer, let me try to help with this. There was no stenographer in the White House. I mean, I would be shocked. I mean, maybe Trump has one. I just can't imagine it. He's sitting there, you know, goofing it up, laughing it up with the two Russians. And they're smiling and laughing and telling God knows what and sharing info. Is somebody going to be following Trump around, you know, kind of recording. Well, maybe it's recorded. If it is, then they can get that. But the idea that there's a transcript, maybe there is, because that would come from the audio device. But it's like Trump's not, I mean, he didn't invite the American press in there. The Russians had somebody there, and Trump thought it was just going to stay and naively stay in Russia. So Trump was actually mad about that. But a stenographer, I mean, they're doing these talks about classified stuff. Trump doesn't want somebody recording that or writing it down. Are you kidding? They're not going to have a transcript of that. It's like when I worked for Jim Doyle, an attorney general. It's a much less important point, but I was his communication director for like a year, and the Republicans requested my timesheets for a year because they were talking about people working for the state campaigning on state time, which, of course, is virtually all we did. But they wanted me to, they wanted all my timesheets. Guess what? I never filled out one timesheet in a year, in a year. So when they tried to get my timesheets, an open records request, Mitch Hanks timesheets, somebody would say, there aren't any timesheets. I never filled out a timesheet. I served at the pleasure of, which meant I had to work 24/7.
Yeah.
If I had, I got a phone call at 3 o'clock in the morning, I was working. If I had one day off to play golf, and which is what happened on the 14th hole, they're calling me for some comment on some case involving partial birth abortion. I'm on the 14th hole. I go, I'm on the 14th tee. I don't want to talk about that right now. Point of it is, you were always working. You're always on call. But they got no stinking timesheets. I didn't have any timesheets. You think there's a transcript of the Trump meeting with those Russians telling dirty jokes in the Oval Office? Good luck with that. They're going to say, we got no stinking transcript. Although, if he's recording the conversation, which of course Trump may be doing, because he says he has tapes on Comey, which was either, well, was Comey in New York, Trump Tower? I don't know who he was. Mm-hmm. That would indicate tapes in the White House. I mean, Nixon had tapes, and Johnson had tapes, and even Kennedy had tapes. And I'm sure Trump has tapes, so they have tapes. They got to get the tapes, and then somebody else can write it down. Funny stuff. I mean, the most severely critical elements of the anti-Trump left and opposition coming from Keith Olbermann on The Resistance, which I don't know what that is somebody's paying for his productions on the internet, and it's called The Resistance, and you can just get it. Probably a rich friend. But funny, I thought. You may not think it's funny. People need to laugh more. On The Mitch Hanks Show at 5 o'clock on MadisonTalks.com.6AM Marketing is a Wisconsin-based ad agency that doesn't look or act like other ad agencies. They don't follow conventional thinking and constantly push themselves and their clients to test the bounds of how far they can go. The result is relationships that have lasted more than 10 years. Clients refer to 6AM and their work as fresh, insightful, strategic, edgy, and creative. 6AM shows customers why your products and services are better than the competition. 6AM's brand smart process helps you establish your brand in the market for years to come. With a client's marketing team by its side, 6AM digs for the business problem the client is trying to solve and the business goals and objectives they hope to achieve, examining the market, competitors, the brand's consumers, and messaging to define a brand proposition that is both compelling and unique to the market. 6AM Marketing. They do it differently, and they do it well. Go to 6ammarketing.com. That's www.6ammarketing.com.
At P3 Pro, we're invested in creating a dynamic video experience for our clients. Everything from planning, shooting, and editing your events, commercials, webcasts, or films. P3 Pro has 27 years of industry standard experience working to make your vision a reality. We stand apart from your traditional run-of-the-mill production experience and create memorable, moving, breathtaking imagery that conveys your message in a powerful way. We take your vision and turn it into a work of art. The art of storytelling, the art of beautifully crafted imagery, the art of persuasion. Visit us on the web at p3pro.xyz or call 608-571-3776. That's 608-571-3776.
The all-new Mitch Hanks Show would like to thank our sponsors. We're grateful for their support of the all-new Mitch Hanks Show.
In real estate, you want to work with Tim Rail.
Tim had a plan whether we should look at a new house, an older style house, and right away he knew what we were looking for and what would be in our best interest.
Let's get ink on paper today with Realtor Tim Rail of Coldwell Banker Success, 698-7653.
He was jolly, good-natured, and so thoughtful, and he's charismatic as well.
Tim Rail, 698-7653.
Joe here from Comedy on State. Hey, looking for something different to do with your friends? You got friends in town, maybe you're celebrating something. Comedy on State is a thing that you want to think of. It should be at least the third thing that pops into your mind. MadisonComedy.com is where you can go to find a complete schedule. Any comics that you could think of, we've had.
For a list of upcoming Comedy Club performers or to purchase tickets, go to MadisonComedyClub.com and click shows. Performer bios are available by clicking on their pictures.
That's Comedy on State. MadisonComedy.com or 256-0099.
Welcome back to the Mitch Hanks Show. Mitch seeks the truth by inviting all sides of the issue. Thanks for listening to the Mitch Hanks Show.
Probably the most severe critic of President Trump, I guess, is Keith Olbermann. He was very severely critical of George W. Bush. He used to be on MSNBC, fired again. I guess he's not easy to get along with. He doesn't get along with his bosses. But I think he's a great writer. I mean, in terms of the fluidity of his prose and the succinct nature of his writing, he has great economy. The concision, how about that? Concision.
Nice.
There, so here's Keith Olbermann making fun of Donald Trump's mental health.
Only in the last couple of weeks has much of the media political complex in this country been willing to even hint at what has been perfectly obvious to many of the rest of us. Donald Trump is not well. Trump has two complaints about cabinet members. Mike Allen wrote at Axios.com. Either they're tooting their own horns too much, or they're insufficiently effusive in praising him as a brilliant diplomat, etc. White House and former campaign aides, reported Politico, have tried to make sure Trump's media diet includes regular doses of praise and positive stories to keep his mood up, a tactic honed by staff during the campaign to keep him from tweeting angrily. So occasionally, his staff reportedly prints fake Time magazine covers off the internet or articles torpedoing each other to give to Trump. This crazy stuff, by the way, originates from inside Trump's White House. Donald Trump is not well. As a whole, the country has appeared to be unwilling to address this even as a possibility. This is understandable. We have gradually grown as a society to understand the nature of mental illness, physically based or otherwise. Even in my childhood, this was a subject of fear and confusion and blame, and now finally we are sympathetic. But for 50 years, we have also asked our mental health professionals not to diagnose our presidential wannabes from afar. Unfortunately, this is like saying that you cannot call it a forest fire unless you work for the National Park Service at the specific forest, and you have personally been singed by the fire. Our refusal, out of sympathy and fairness, to call some kind of paranoid delusion, could destroy this country. The latest Quinnipiac poll asked recipients to give a description of Trump using the first word that came into their heads. Not multiple choice, just give me the word that best describes him. 46 different words were given 5 times or more. The leaders were idiot, incompetent, liar, leader, unqualified, president, strong, businessman, ignorant, egotistical, just missing the top 10, tied with stupid, arrogant, trying, excellent, thoughtful word there, trying, bully, business, narcissist, successful, disgusting, great, clown, dishonest, racist, American, bigot, good, money, smart, buffoon, con man, crazy, different, disaster, rich, despicable, dictator, aggressive, blowhard, decisive, embarrassment, evil, greedy, inexperienced, mental, negotiator, patriotism. Only three words that even hint at psychiatric issues, quote, crazy, quote, mental, and quote, narcissist.
I mean, of course, Keith is now just stashed, what is he, on the internet? I mean, that's all you can, you can only find Keith on there. Well, of course, I shouldn't talk, right? I mean, but there we have, I mean, the guy is just pent up, but I always like the way he writes in a very humorous way. And it's actually very clever and very, a graduate of Dartmouth / Day College or whatever it was. He got in a fight with Ann Coulter, whether he attended Dartmouth, but it was some other form of Dartmouth, but he went nuts on the air. But so that's the line, that Donald Trump is mentally ill. So with the Charlie Sykes column in the New York Times, which I read, yesterday, the Never Trumpers are coming out again. Saying that they're embarrassed and they want explanation, and there's some senators who will join Charlie Schumer in trying to get a transcript of the Russian meeting. No doubt we'll hear from McCain. So the Never Trumper movement never went away. The idea is to assail Trump as a buffoon and a con man and a liar and so forth, sexist, crotch-grabbing maniac. But what's the bottom line on it? I mean, he can legally, right? He can legally declassify anything he wants. He can give away classified information because he's the president. I'm the president. Look at me. I'm the president. It's almost like an SNL sketch. It's like, but I mean, remember how the House Republicans passed the health care? Look at me. I'm the president. So, I mean, he can do what he wants. They can say, well, should he have done so? Well, perhaps not. General McMaster, who wrote a book critical of the U.S. during Vietnam, who is presumably respected by people of all sides and both sides of the aisle, said that what Donald Trump gave the Russians was wholly appropriate, which would indicate information that was already public, although now we're getting reports that the government told the Post not to name cities in their story, not to give away the names of actual cities. So, interesting stuff. I mean, the Pentagon Papers back in 1971, New York Times, was sued, and they won their case with the Supreme Court because they printed classified information about the beginnings of the Vietnam War. And at the time, Daniel Ellsberg, who used to be in the government, who leaked it to the Times, was seen as a kind of a radical and lefty, but now the press celebrates the Pentagon Papers story, the fact that it was leaked. And nobody seems to be upset in the press with the leaking of the story, because Trump was in there with the Russians yucking it up, with McMaster president, with Rex Tillerson president, and so forth. But they weren't wanting this stuff to be leaked. So ever since Trump became president, somebody's leaked whatever was said within half a day or the same day. Somebody takes it and leaks it. Who was in the meeting? You had some staffers or whatever the case? I mean, what's going to happen here is Donald Trump is going to just circle the wagons more, talk to the press less. Maybe you'll have fewer press briefings at the White House. Maybe they'll send out written answers to questions. Who knows what they'll do? But Trump, he's not going to. And he's going to try to find out who the leakers are. And then he'll fire them. And then they'll be outside the government getting, you know, leaking more stuff and trying to find their allies inside the government. Let's face it. There are parts of the intelligence community in the government that are in all that war with Donald Trump, because he was critical of them in the campaign. So it's screw you too. I won't say a different word. But it's like, okay, you want to mess with me? I'll mess with you. A caller! So we do have a caller at 5 o'clock. I was wondering if we would have a 5 o'clock caller. By the way, it's 210-1667, 210-1667. It takes time for these things to be understood by the public, the time change. Let me guess. George, I have to say, I'm really impressed by your loyalty as a listener. You are a loyal listener, George. You really are. You follow us through thick and thin. Radio, terrestrial radio, internet radio, you are there. I feel like Edward R. Murrow.
You're a good thing for our area and for our state. You're a good sounding board where we can hear and talk, and you're connected to the big shots.
I thought you said that. I thought you were going to say it was a good egg.
Well, good egg, yeah. You're a good egg.
Well,
I'm just on my way back from Milwaukee and Ford. Oh. I just drove a little further out, so I'd still be on the road now, so yeah. I can hear you, see? So,
oh, you're very thoughtful, yeah. Do I dare
jump? Well, hey.
Yeah.
Huh? What?
I was going to jump on live stream to see who else is listening at 5 o'clock. It'll take a while, I'm guessing.
There's a few of us.
Well, we're going to take a look right now. I'm not going to say the number, though, but I'm... it won't be probably our usual amount, but hey, we're going to gain some is the way I look at it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, we all just need to tell everybody, because if we like having you as our local guy, and I tell all my Facebook friends, I share all that stuff with all of them. They're all over the country. I tell them, this is the best talk show host in Madison, Wisconsin, which is a liberal shithole.
Oh,
I'm sorry. But
George,
did you hit the button? Hit the button.
No,
sorry.
We're too tired and lazy for that.
I'm sorry.
If we were on the
I've
radio,
never done that.
If we're on the radio, we might. But you know.
Oh God, I'm sorry,
George.
I'm sorry.
Do 20 Hail Marys. Do some push-ups.
I've never done that. I've called for 20 years. Rush Limbaugh and you and Sly and everybody. And anyway, hey, but to the point you're talking about, I'm so sick of these liberal losers attacking him. Obama can go over and do a tour of the Middle East and tell everybody in the world how bad we are, America, and give them all the secrets. And Hillary can do the same thing. It's so blatantly obvious. I don't see how idiots can follow this crap.
Well, George, here's the point that Charlie Sykes made. It used to be that conservatives believed in conservative principles and constitutional law, and now it's all about anti-left, anti-liberal. It's not about promoting conservative things. It's about defeating the left. So that it's kind of a different focus, isn't it? I mean...
Well, they're trying to defeat us.
Oh, I know,
If you're going to come at me with a bat, I'm going to come with a knife. I'll bring a gun. I mean,
I understand, but that's real politics. That's the Roger Stoneization of politics. Charlie Sykes and the others are saying, oh, no, we have to stand for conservative principles above all else.
Do they really think Trump is a conservative? If they do, they're nuts.
Well, they don't.
Because
actually,
Hillary's terrible. Yeah, Hillary's terrible, and he got us the judge.
Well, I know.
That's
I know.
It. Now they can impeach him, and I'll love Pence.
Taking exception to the Never Trump Republicans is what's going on here. Because
they're pathetic. You have one on your show sometimes. Is it Blaska or who was the guy?
Well, he was, but Rick Berg is really the big time guy.
They are anti-American. They are anti-Americans, and I tell them right to their face.
Yeah.
And if they want to get in the gutter with me, bring it on. You know, I've had my butt kicked before.
You know what Harry Truman said back in the day? He said, as long as there's a black man in the gutter, there's got to be a white man in the gutter to keep him there. Which I thought was pretty hard-hitting, don't you? Yeah.
Oh, I don't like that sound. I didn't know he was a racist, Harry Truman.
No, he was attacking racists for being futile, and he was criticizing their plight, saying that... the white man, you know, if you're going to keep the black man in the gutter, there's got to be a white man in the gutter to keep him there. So, therefore, that's a smarmy, swarthy, slimeball white person, right? I think he wanted everybody out of the gutter, George, is my point. Harry Truman desegregated the military in 1948 or 7. He did. Woodrow Wilson, by the way, resegregated federal offices. Woodrow Wilson was a racist. Big time racist.
Mitch, yeah. Mitch, you know what I did this morning? Because you weren't on. They had that some guy talking about Catholic or parroting something. I didn't listen too long, but I put your iPad, I put your thing on, and I could listen to that while I was in Milwaukee. I put yours from last night or yesterday morning. I put it on this morning to listen to it.
Very nice. Very nice indeed.
Yeah.
All right, well, George, I want to thank you for being our first 5 o'clock caller. I thank you for that.
Oh, yeah! I get to buy you a scotch,
Seth. That sounds damn good, actually. Thanks, George.
Yeah. Hey, up at Brian Beebe's deal. I want to get you up there for
Brian Beebe's show. By the way, we're moving the show tomorrow at 3, I believe. 3 o'clock tomorrow. It's here. Madison Talks. I know he's in Sorrento's, but he's going to be on Madison Talks. Don't screw up my promo, George. Madison Talks tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, go Hawks.
A drummer who breaks up with his girlfriend is homeless. I understand. The Mitch Hank Show on MadisonTalks.com. Need a comedian or MC for your private party or corporate event? Don't be shy. I can do it without telling any dirty jokes. In fact, when I'm not doing my Frank Sinatra tribute show, I've done stand-up at the comedy club and at private events for years. Whether it's a large convention or private gathering in your living room, I've done it. We all need to laugh more. The world can be even more stressful than it is. There's no business like show business, and I usually find those of you who have the best jokes about your coworkers at the company dinner. So feel free to contact me at 347-0374. That's 347-0374. Or email at info@madisontalks.com. That's info@madisontalks.com.
Mitch Hank for Atterbury, Cameron, Hague.
I'm proud to be sitting next to senior partner and a man who's been voted Wisconsin's super lawyer multiple times, Eric Hague. How do you differ from those firms that do commercials where they brag about winning a $1 million settlement?
We've all seen the commercials on TV where attorneys are bragging about multi-million-dollar settlements. That can be somewhat misleading. Achieving a $1 million settlement doesn't necessarily mean that there was great legal work done. You could have a $2 million case, and you could have a lawyer who settles it prematurely for $1 million. Well, they got a $1 million result, but that doesn't necessarily mean high-quality legal work was done. We get the vast majority of our cases through referrals from former clients and predominantly from other lawyers in the community who send us their clients to ask if we can help them with their personal injury cases.
So when you need a lawyer, do what I did. Call Atterbury, Cameron, Hague and reach them at yourwisconsininjurylawyers.com. That's yourwisconsininjurylawyers.com.
This is the all-new Mitch Hank Show.
If you operate a business, you know there is no one-size-fits-all solution for today's technology challenges. MadisonGeeks.com plans, services, and installs technologies for small and medium businesses like network systems, servers, firewalls, wireless access points, telecommunications, security, remote service options, and business productivity solutions. MadisonGeeks.com is your IT staff. They take time to sit down to discuss your needs and present cost-effective solutions. With a Better Business Bureau A-plus rating, they are your trusted IT outsource partner. Expect less downtime. Faster resolutions lead to more productivity. Fewer day-to-day issues. Their proactive maintenance helps prevent issues from occurring. MadisonGeeks.com also offers computer and laptop service and repair. Madison Geeks are there to help. They're known for their candid, friendly approach and reliable, ready response. Check them out online at MadisonGeeks.com.
Two Bridges was one of the toughest neighborhoods in New York, especially in the Al Smith projects. It was a no man's land with no rules. On Christmas Eve 1951, Mac Pastamadeo vanished without a trace while walking home with his little boy Angelo. Now 13, Angelo is a gang member and the only witness to the brutal murder of an undercover cop who holds a clue to Mac's disappearance 6 years ago. Stalked by killers, Angelo becomes part of an unlikely alliance of a priest, a mob boss, and a police detective in order to uncover the truth behind the murder and Mac's disappearance. Weepers by Nick Chiarkas.
Welcome to the Mitch Hank Show, originating four blocks from Wisconsin's capital. Mitch is the radio voice of uncommon sense. All sides of an argument are welcome here. Just be prepared to make one, as Mitch argues for truth, not victory. Politics, lifestyle, pop culture are all on the table. So get ready to participate on the Mitch Hank Show.
Well, you know, you go on Facebook and see these birthdays. My aunt's birthday, my youngest aunt. I won't say how old she is because you don't say that, do you? Probably. How much do you weigh those stand-up nods, little comedy bits? But I should have her call the show. She hates Trump, too. My aunts and my sister despise Trump. You know, I didn't vote for Trump, but I don't hate him. You know, I had problems with Hillary, and I'd gone the gamut on Hillary and Bill and was done, so I like Johnson well. But do I want the economy to turn around? Yes. Do I want things to go well? Yes, as much as possible. My question is this. We have Nixon, right, Mike? I know toward the end of, well, actually, for a long time, I was a kid. Of course, I was a geeky kid, so I paid attention to watch Watergate hearings. But that went on for a long time. I mean, the Watergate stuff. I mean, the spring of, actually, the Watergate hearings began May 17th, 1973. That's tomorrow. So that's 44 years ago? Mm. Oh, God. 44 years ago. Car 44, where are you? The Watergate hearings began. Sam Ervin, the senator from North Carolina. I'm just a country lawyer from North Carolina. That's all I am. And he started the hearing. So it went on for a long time. So think about that. Then they went, and so the spring of 74, a year later, Nixon was still fighting away, and my friends on the Little League team were still defending Nixon. My parents say he's a great man. I mean, you know, let's face it, Indiana. And so we got into the summer, and then he didn't go until August of 74. So this, and of course, it's every day in the press. I mean, even before the hearing started, it was building. So it was just going for a long time. So, but during that period, my mother and her friends and my aunts, and they all wanted to get Nixon. So it was all about getting Nixon, getting him, meaning getting rid of him, right? Getting him. So people in the anti-Trump crowd, which include my aunt, they're in the get Trump. Get rid of Trump. Trump's got to go. This morning, Mika Brzezinski on Morning Joe, well, he's not fit for the, he's got to go. He's not, you know. Are we 4 months in yet? Let's see. February. We're not even 4 months in yet, are we? January 20th was his inauguration. It's May 16th. By the way, my stepson Matthew from, well, my ex-wife had Matthew before we met, but he was my, I could say, former stepson, but to me, once a stepson, always a stepson. His birthday is today. Happy birthday, Matthew. Now, who lives in Austin now. But they were trying to get Nixon. And there are people who want to get Trump. And I'm just going to ask if we have, how many listeners we have right now. If you're going to get Trump, how are you going to get Trump? How is it that Trump will be removed? What's going to get Trump? 210-1667, 210-1667. Now, remember, in Watergate, the movie, they had Bob Woodward, the reporter, meeting his source in the garage, in the parking garage, and it was Deep Throat. And Deep Throat, nobody knew who it was for years, and finally it was Mark Felt, who was the deputy FBI director. He was his source, and he kept saying to Woodward, follow the money. Follow the money. And, of course, the part was played by Hal Holbrook in the film. Follow the money. Mm-hmm. Don't follow these dirty tricks. People like Donald Segretti. By the way, Roger Stone has done dirty tricks his whole life, and he calls Donald Segretti an amateur. You know that story that brought down Dan Rather? about George W. Bush's days in the National Guard, and they found this letter that they said was forged because they could prove it was forged. You know, there's a rumor that Roger Stone did that, and he hasn't denied it. Huh? Anyway, so we're talking dirty tricks, but there was money involved. So if Trump has a lot of money from the Russians or from Russian business people who are in cahoots with the government and so forth, and that's discovered, and that he's heavily, you know, knee deep or neck deep in Russian money, then, you know, there could be trouble. But, and I'm not sure if the holdings are in some LLC, you know, taxes. People say, release the taxes. We're gonna, there are ways to hide things in taxes, aren't there? I mean, you create all these LLCs, have different names. I mean, separate from the Trump company. I mean, there are ways to hide things in taxes, aren't there? That's why they have accountants. Accountants are hired to hide things in taxes. When I was a mortgage guy, the small business people I had as clients would have this $300,000 house, and they would say they made $30,000 yeah. on their tax. I go, well, no, this doesn't work. The bank has to see that you have some money. Yeah, well, my accountant, I know your accountant. It's great for the taxes, but you know what? I need to show some money here. So thank God in those days of the funny loans, we could use bank deposits over like a two-year period. So if they put $10,000 a month in the bank, we could use that. That was income because, you know, the rules were kind of loose. But you can hide things on the taxes, but it seems to me that you can find stuff out too. And I don't know. They could get Trump on that, maybe, if they can prove that there's a link between money that Trump received for his business interests and relationships with government officials. I don't know. Even that, you would say, well, that was unrelated and totally separate from my years in the White House because I've only been there for less than 4 months. And what I'm telling you is it's hard to get him. It's like trying to get Moby Dick, the whale. Remember the one guy tried to get him with a harpoon? It didn't work. Was it Gregory Peck? So if you're going to get Trump, how are you going to get Trump? That's the question. 210-1667, 210-1667. Yeah, because I'm thinking now, even if he has money and he got from the Russians, he would always say that it came from the business people who were unrelated to the government, you know, and it's because the business person had vodka with Vladimir in, you know, 2015. You know, what does that prove, Your Honor? What does that prove, Your Honor? Remember Jerry Spence, the lawyer who never lost a criminal case? I used to joke about him. He was going to defend the Unabomber, which he didn't do. But he could say, well, there are a lot of explosive devices in my own cabin for blowing things up. Does that make me the Unabomber? The Mitch Hanks Show on MadisonTalks.com.
As life celebrations bring people together, you'll be comforted knowing we have community rooms available for those who wish to serve food and refreshments before, during, or after your gathering. This is Pete Gunderson. We're here to assist with every detail. Learn more at GundersonFH.com. Gunderson Funeral and Cremation Care, your hometown life celebration center. Gunderson
Great Joe DiMaggio still holds the major league record for the longest hitting streak at 56 games. Bucks Takeout Pizza has a 56-year winning streak for the best thin crust pizza in the city. Bucks Pizza has a unique taste like no other. Handmade pizzas with homemade sauce and homemade sausage. Two Madison locations on University Avenue and Cottage Grove Road. Just go to BucksPizzaMadison.com. BucksPizzaMadison.com.
Talk radio will never be the same. The uncommon sense of Mitch Hank has been unleashed worldwide. This is the all-new Mitch Hank Show.
When it comes to telephone on-hold advertising, some commonly asked questions are, why do we need an on-hold message? How do we write a script? How long should the message be? How does the message get played? How much does it cost? I'm Bob of Abella Creative Services, and a telephone on hold message speaks directly to your target audience while they're on hold with your company. Continuously advertises only your business without the clutter of competitive ads and for just a fraction of conventional advertising costs. At Bob Abella Creative Services, we'll help you draft a well-written script, provide the appropriate announcer, music, or sound effects, and the studio time and expertise to put it all together. We'll also provide you with any special equipment you might need to play your on-hold message. Even though we probably have more experience than most other on-hold message companies, we'll cost you less. Let Bob Abella Creative Services stretch your advertising dollar with an on-hold message that provides your customers with real, actionable solutions to their problems. Bob Abella Creative Services gets results. Just send us an email at bacsgetsresults@gmail.com. That's bacsgetsresults@gmail.com.
Good research will make you wiser and more successful. If you operate a business, create a product, or provide a service, what don't you know that your customers know? There are multiple answers to that question that will help you realize greater success. Troy Research is a consumer opinion market research company that finds answers to important questions. Where can good research take your business? Call or email to talk about it. Troy Research, 271-8884, or email jlittle@troyresearch.com. Welcome back to the Mitch Hanks Show. Mitch seeks the truth by inviting all sides of the issue. Thanks for listening to the Mitch Hanks Show.
All right. Those of you who want to get Trump the way people wanted to get Nixon, and they did get Nixon eventually. But see, Nixon messed up. Nixon ordered the CIA to tell the FBI not to investigate Watergate. That's obstruction of justice. Nixon lied on TV. He said he didn't get briefed on Watergate until weeks later, and we found out he'd lied about that to the country on TV. Nixon abused power by having his enemies audited by the IRS. Nixon did all kinds of stuff. Nixon approved the break-in of the Brookings Institution. Break-in. For intelligence gathering, which is a liberal think tank. Nixon did all kinds of stuff. They had the goods on Nixon. Trump, what do you have so far? You've got him declassifying information to the Russians, which he can do legally. Got him firing the FBI director, which he can do for whatever reason or for no reason. He can. And by the way, the FBI investigation was not being done by Comey. It was being done by staff, by the FBI agents. Directors don't do the grunt work. Grunts do the grunt work. Isn't that true? Grunts, man. Nothing changed. Oh, by the way, the Post story that said Comey was seeking more resources for the investigation, not true. Apparently it's been debunked. Also, the story that Rod Rosenstein was going to resign if they didn't change their story on Comey's firing. Rosenstein said on the air that's not true. So two of the stories coming out of the Trump story from last week have been debunked. And the debunking gets a little press. But my point is, how do you get Trump? 210-1667. You got to prove collusion. You got to prove that he was meeting, his campaign was meeting at his direction with Russian officials, and that the hacking of John Podesta's emails or the DNC emails were somehow part of a conspiracy involving Donald Trump. You've got to prove that. Hard to prove that, right? So right now you don't have enough. As Jonathan Turley has said, a constitutional lawyer. Who was that? Just some caller.
George.
Oh, George. So you've got smoke. You've got a lot of smoke right now, but you don't have a lot of fire. And this from Bob Woodward, who was on last weekend saying this. Now, I know that Lawrence Tribe of Harvard Law was saying you do already, because he said the firing of Comey was obstruction of justice because Comey was heading the investigation. Well, the investigation continues. And it was never done by Comey. It was always done by grunts. How much work did you do on it, James? Yeah? How much work? It's like talking to people who own apartment buildings. They weren't working on the maintenance of the lawns and the landscaping of the bushes. Staff did that. the owner was off playing golf or whatever. By the way, I found this mango lemonade. It's fantastic. Very fattening, though. Sugar. Should be drinking this. Should be doing it. I was craving lemonade and no dinner for me.
Tastes better than the spray.
Well, I do the spray. It suppresses the appetite. Actually, what it does is it helps kill the cravings.
Yeah.
You don't want the cravings. So getting Trump, and I realize it's hard with our time change to get calls, but I'm trying to think, hey, get Trump. Even if you show that his company has money, you know, he can say, well, I had the money before I ran. Say, like, Trump ran in August of 2015, and it's like the part about the birther thing. Trump had not mentioned the birther thing after he ran in 20. So his mention of the birther thing was in the 5 years prior. So they kept hounding him. They kept hounding Trump about the birther thing. He goes, what did I say about it during the campaign? I've said nothing about it. Well, of course, you said something about it for 5 years prior to the campaign. Eventually, he said, well, he was born in the U.S. and period. And I didn't start it, but I ended it. Well, you know, people can fight about that. He definitely used it. It was to his political advantage to use it as he got that solid core base of anti-Obama people in the fold. But what do you have? You can't get him on that. You know, you've got, I mean, if you're going to get him, you got to get him, right? There's somebody there trying to know. But so my point is you may get him, but so far you can't get him because you don't have enough. It's like Frank Sinatra was investigated by the FBI probably more than any American, and they got nothing on him. Yeah, he palled around with hoods and thugs, and, you know, he liked to be seen with mafia types. But what did they prove Frank ever did? Nothing. You got to prove it, man. You got to prove it. Oh, which kind of the way it should be, don't you think? You want Perry Mason to have the person break down on the stand. That's an old reference, old TV show, Perry Mason. And Rich Little asked Perry Mason, the great impressionist, why do you always go, before you talk, Raymond Burr, who played Perry Mason on TV in the 50s and 60s, would always go, breathe like that. You go, before he would speak, Mr. Brockenfeld, where were you at 8 o'clock on Saturday night? And like that. And Rich Little said, why do you talk like that? Why do you breathe like that? And Raymond Burr said, to keep myself alive. The Mitch Hank Show on MadisonTalks.com.